You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar, I seen a recent interview that you said that you were interested in fighting Canelo if you get through against Vitor Belfort. How serious are you to face Canelo?
I changed my mind. Not because of anything or because, you know, he'll knock me out. No, it's just that I thought it over, and I would actually rather call out like after I do two of these with Vitor, if everything goes well, if he doesn't knock me out, maybe do another one like by December, and then Cinco de Mayo. I don't have any hesitation to call out Floyd or Trinidad. And Trinidad, I say, because we have, with Floyd and Trinidad, we have like unfinished business. You know, that rematch never happened, so that would be pretty cool, you know. But it just depends on how I look, how I feel. I feel amazing right now. You'll see my speed, my power, it's all there, my footwork. But obviously inside the ring, September 11th, we'll see how I do against a heavyweight that is that was an ex-fighter himself, you know. So I actually just found out he almost made it to the Olympic team for boxing, so I got my hands full, but hey, let's go, let's fight.
Oscar, we saw Manny Pacquiao, 42 years old, fight Ugas on Saturday. What do you think about Ugas' performance and him potentially fighting Spence? And what do you think about
Pacquiao? Yeah, no, I think he fought a disciplined fight. You know, the times that he wasn't disciplined, Manny Pacquiao would just eat him alive. He would land his combinations. But the fact that, look, the mistake that we did as bigger guys going into a Manny fight is that we thought we were the bigger guy, the stronger guy, so we want to go in there and attack him. That's the mistake, because he's going to wait for you and just tag you. Yuga stayed back. He stayed back, and he knew what he was doing, and he stayed disciplined. So, yeah, my hat's off to him. You know, a Spence fight, that's a whole different ballgame right there, because now you're facing a guy that's younger, stronger, bigger, has a lot of talent, you know. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting if that happens. Yeah.
Oscar, yeah. I have to ask you about recent comments made by Dana White. He says that he's praying Vitor knocks this crackhead out and viciously.
Yeah, okay.
He said viciously knocks him out. Yeah. What would you like to say to him for saying that?
That he's an idiot. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, look, I've lived a really hard, difficult life outside the ring, and I don't shy away from it because, you know, I've done a lot of work to do what's necessary to get myself back on track. You know, and there's a lot of people who are struggling with a lot of issues. You know, especially with this pandemic. So it's just a fucking idiot. That's it. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, coming from a guy that's never put on the gloves, or coming from a guy who who hasn't lived this type of lifestyle that goes with the territory, you know, of being a fighter, of being the, having the pressure, of having to face depression, of having, you know, he's just a fucking idiot. That's it. That's basically it.
Yeah. Oscar, ¿por qué regresas?
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.